Bum, 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 bum.
Now tell me what you gonna do.
But it ain't nowhere to run.
When judgment comes for you.
When judgment comes for you.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Dogs of War pregame. Come on in and take a seat. This won't take too long. Did y'all remember we have a game this weekend? Little music switch this week. Shout out to Cleveland's very own Bone Thugs with the appropriate song for this week titled The Crossroads. This is your 5-minute preview of everything you need to know before Sunday's game against Little Brother down in Kentucky. First things first, shout out to our servicemen and women, past, present, and future, our first responders, frontline workers, and all the essential workers who make all of our lives a heck of a lot easier. Your Cleveland Browns are traveling 4 hours south to Paul Brown Stadium to take on the Bengals Sunday at 1 p.m. We will once again have our pals Jim Nantz and Tony Romo on CBS. Now, I may have lied to you all last week, and I apologize. I said there's not a Jim Nantz, Tony Romo jinx on the Browns, but I'd like to announce I'm retracting that statement until further notice. Rowley and I said we would not talk about this past week's events anymore after the two episodes we put out this week. However, I did want to include parts of Stefanski and AB's press conferences from yesterday, so let's kick it on over to Berea.
All right, excited for the challenge. Division opponent on the road, really good football team. I got a ton of respect for Coach Taylor and what they're doing. They got great players. They're playing really good ball. So we gotta be ready for a 60-minute affair. I know you guys got the statement on Odell. I'd say it's disappointing. It's unfortunate how it all went down. But I wish him well, and I will answer any questions you guys have.
Kevin, I know we've asked you a ton of questions about the situation, but the fans really want to know. Why did this thing deteriorate the way it did? As far as Odell, and whether it's the relationship with him and the organization or him and Baker, just why did it fall apart?
Yeah, I would just tell you, we're moving on. It's unfortunate how it happened. I think it's unfortunate for both sides, but we have to move on and put our focus on this game versus Cincinnati.
Kevin, when did you know you wanted?
Yeah, Nate, I would just tell you I'm not going to get into the specifics of all of it, and I understand the question, but I think it's more important that we focus on Cincinnati. I understand the attention that this has gotten. We understand it. Obviously not going to ignore it, but we really, really have to focus on going down there and finding a way to win.
Thanks, Coach. And now for Andrew Berry.
Obviously with the statement this morning and the roster move that we're eventually going to make with Odell, I thought it was important for me to spend a little bit of time with you guys this afternoon. I don't think anyone envisioned when the organization traded for Odell 3 years ago, that this would really be the resolution. It's unfortunate, but at the same time, there are just some situations in the NFL where things just don't quite work out. That being said, I do want to say that Odell, he's a good person who brought a special energy in the building, developed a lot of really strong relationships with teammates, staff members, coaches, and we really do want all parties to kind of emerge from this successfully. But that being said, there are times in business partnerships where things don't just work out, and that's where we are today. Those decisions are incredibly difficult, but at the end of the day, it's a decision that I felt was appropriate for our team. So with that, I'll open up for questions.
The Bengals are 5-3 on the season, coming off a brutal loss last week to the New York Jets. That, along with their last three games being on the road, would suggest they may actually have a rowdy crowd tomorrow. Quarterback Joe Burrow is completing 68% of his passes this season, throwing 20 touchdowns to 9 interceptions. Unless you've been living under a rock, you'll know his favorite target has been rookie sensation and former LSU teammate Ja'Marr Chase, who has 7 touchdowns already on the year. Joe Mixon leads the Bengals on the ground with 5 touchdowns of his own. The only notable Browns injury news would be Jack Conklin heading to injured reserve. Everyone who was out last week for us, like Donovan Peoples-Jones, Denzel Ward, Tack McKinley, will be back. Neither team has anyone listed as out as of Saturday, but that can obviously change in the next 24 hours. From the Dogs of War Weather Room, Sunday's forecast on the shores of Kentucky calls for sunny and a high of 60 degrees. Now on over to the Dogs of War Sportsbook. As of the recording of this episode on Saturday, The Browns are 2.5-point dogs with the over-under set at 47. The Browns are 4-4 on the season against the spread. The Browns have won 5 of their last 6 matchups against the Bengals, averaging 30.5 points in those games. We're going to need all of that and then some tomorrow. Brothers and sisters of the Muni Loud and Browns Nation, this has been another Dogs of War pregame. Thanks for listening. See you on the other side. Go Browns.